This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
The drive.
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive.
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field.
I've been hearing that a lot.
The drive and the two.
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here. Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Gee. Let's go for a little ride.
California.
We are live at Pia's Sports Bar, 1609 West Springfield. It's The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lante, Derek Piper here as well. $2 chili cheese dogs, $3 chili bowls, and $2.50 domestic beer bottles. Come out and give them, you know, come out and try those, of course, but also we're giving you a chance to enter for a bowl giveaway. And that is sponsored by Stevie J Travel, Pia's, and Duncan. And here's what you get. All you got to do is come down, fill out a form. The box is here. It's going to be here until about 6:10. So come out, fill out a form. It's free. You throw it in there. You're good to go. Definitely while you're here, though, go ahead and have a cold beer or whatever you want. They've got pop if you don't want that. They got water. That's what I'm drinking. They and excellent food, so come down to Pia's. Check it out. But here's what you win if you are the winner, which the winner will be announced during Stevie's show next Monday. So a week from today on Stevie J's show, Stevie and Diane from 7 to 9 in the morning. And we'll also be giving away at Duncan on Springfield on Thursday. You'll have another chance to enter. So that will be on Thursday at Duncan on Springfield. So if you win this, the lucky person, two tickets to the game, airfare, hotel, they give you some cash to get a car rental. You fly out on the 29th. You'll fly out of Chicago into San Francisco. You go to the game, of course, on the 30th, which is a Monday, and then you fly back on New Year's Eve, Derek, which is a Tuesday. Again, Stevie J Travel, Pia's, and Duncan. That's a nice little gift bag right there.
Sounds great. Sounds great. Great opportunity to get out to Cali and watch Illinois football. Try to get 7 wins.
What alias did you put on there?
I have yet to do it, but you know I'm going to put at least somebody in there.
I put Ray Weaver. So if you and I, I mean, there's two of us. We can head out there. We can enjoy that thing.
Yeah, we actually on the Illini Inquirer podcast were talking about how me and you get out there.
Boom.
We should probably take a trip and maybe do a live remote.
You know what? That doesn't sound bad. That doesn't sound, it's a long drive, I know that, so I think it'd be easier to just
well, if Hans flies out.
Well, that's true. That's Hans could get us out there. Well, we are live at Pia's. Again, $2 chili cheese dogs, $3 chili bowls, $2.50 domestic beer bottles, excellent wings here. Their burgers, incredible. And don't forget Pia's is the place that they will take you to and from Illinois basketball games. On all Illinois basketball games, home games, the bus leaves 30 minutes prior to game time. It picks you up after the game. You know how cold it is? You know, because you cover these games. Do you know how cold it is when that wind gets circulating around State Farm Center and you're walking into State Farm Center and then walking out? When you walk out, Derek, you're still a little bit hot. So about halfway to your car, you're still fine, and then all of a sudden it's like, holy crap, it's cold. And then you got to get in your car and warm it up. So come back to Pia's. They'll bring you back here. You can
they'll have some chili waiting.
Absolutely. They'll have chili waiting. You can start your car and get it warmed up. You'll be ready to roll. So definitely take advantage of that. We talked to Chad Pitcher earlier today. We also visited with Kent Brown and Jason Hegemeyer. Appreciate those two stopping by in the first hour. All right, we're going to talk some Maryland-Illinois basketball. We've got to do that. You were there. But we're going to keep pushing that back a little bit. It's almost like if Illinois would have beaten Maryland, that's all we would have talked about, basically. Even though we do enjoy this bowl game, don't get me wrong, we would have been 50-50. But right now, I just keep firing that back so we can talk a little football. Let me ask you this, Derek. What do you think it means to this Illinois football program in the state of what this program has been in. I understand. I'm not sitting here trying to, like, paint rose pictures. I mean, it's still a team that lost their last two games. It's still a team that lost to Eastern Michigan, lost to Northwestern. You lost games you should not lose. But you are getting – you did get those six wins. You do get to take advantage of a bowl game. What all does it mean in terms of – for the kids on this team, especially the underclassmen, and recruiting going forward?
It's another step in the right direction. It's how you establish a program, and it's put some level of faith in Lovie Smith. Obviously, next year when they bring back a lot of pieces, there's going to be higher expectations. We go from two wins to four to six. Of course, the next progression, and Josh Whitman mentions it in his press conferences, we're happy but we're not satisfied. It's about getting to the eight wins and competing for the Big Ten West. But it doesn't happen. You don't just automatically go from four wins to there.
Right.
You get to a bowl game, you get to the postseason, you break the postseason drought since 2014, and it's important. It's important for those players to be rewarded. Dale Harding led the Big Ten in tackling.
Incredible.
Let that guy go to a bowl game. So happy for those guys. And, yeah, I'll go back to the fact that Northwestern didn't make a bowl, Nebraska didn't make a bowl, Purdue didn't make a bowl. You were better than those football teams this year, and I know Northwestern beat you and so did Nebraska, but
yeah.
But that's important.
In the end, right? I mean, they always say, well, nobody will remember that. Well, we will
remember. Still playing. That's what they're saying on the recruiting trail right now.
Nah. Exactly, right? And that's one thing. In fact, that reminded me. By the way, this segment, and we're going to hear from Josh Whitman again. We're going to hear from Lovie Smith. They met with the media yesterday. This segment is always Drive Time, brought to you by Honda BMW.
Yes, Honda BMW Champaign. For a wide selection of new and used vehicles, check out Honda BMW Champaign at the corner of Neil and Bert Washington Savoy and online at drivechampaign.com.
I want to bring in Trevor Valise back in the studio. Trevor, you're going to go to this game, which is, I think, fantastic. And we talked to you in the first hour about your excitement level and going. But I want to ask you, just in general, what do you think? I mean, as an Illinois fan, as a student, what does it mean to you as a student? Because, you know, I mean, I went to SIU. You know, you could make the playoffs in the 1AA. I still call it 1AA. You could make the playoffs, and I'm a proud Saluki 1983 national title winner. So I'm excited about SIU doing that. But you didn't get to go to bowl games when you were at SIU, right? So at Illinois, you did in basketball. You did get to go to March Madness, et cetera. So it's the same in that equal footing, but not with regards to the football side of it. So as a student, as a fan, Trevor, what's it mean to you to find out Illinois is not only bowling, but also bowling out in Santa Clara?
Well, you mentioned March Madness, and I haven't even had that. I mean, my top three memories are probably beating Michigan State, John Gross's last year, beating Michigan State last year, and then, of course, before this year, I don't even know what the third one would be. But then this football season, you get to add the Wisconsin game. Obviously, I wasn't at the Michigan State game, but you get to add that as a memory. And now getting a chance to be able to go out and experience this. I mean, I've never been to an Illinois bowl game. I mean, the last few were upwards of 8 years ago when I was younger. So for me, this is just kind of a fun thing to always remember. You get the T-shirt that says Red Box Bowl, and it's kind of a nice – for me, it's a nice way to wrap up my college career because I've really had nothing up to this point.
Trevor, for these players, and especially those ones that are coming back, you think it's an opportunity to get some momentum going into the offseason and maybe, as I mentioned in the first hour, develop a bit of a winning identity because it is a big season coming up next year. There's a lot of opportunity given the schedule.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what made me so frustrated about the Northwestern game was just that now you kind of are required to have a good look for optics going into this offseason in this game. And I think if you can do that, you know, Kent mentioned it, you guys mentioned 7-6 is so much nicer than 6-7. No matter how you get there, just looking at a season where you finished under 500, even if you got to a bowl game, it's just kind of ugly. 7-6, now suddenly you have seven wins going into an offseason where, as you just pointed out, Derek, you've already got a leg up this year on a bunch of Big Ten West competition, and then you're selling seven wins, you're selling momentum, and I think you're also kind of keeping at bay, I don't want to call it just a portion of the fan base, but the fan base in general that sees that Northwestern result and goes, okay, how much of the past 2 months was, you know, kind of riding the streak, and how for real was that going forward for the next seasons? So to be able to win against a team that, look, I mean, Cal isn't a world beater, but they had seven wins, to beat a seven-win team where, I mean, right now it's Cal minus seven, and it went up from Cal minus six. So you're the underdog in this game. So if you're able to win this game, I think it does a lot for the optics of recruiting, for the optics of the fan base, and for people looking forward to next year.
And, Trevor, I think tomorrow would be fun to do. We'll do a little getting-to-know Cal segment. You know,
sure.
We know that Aaron Rodgers wanted to come to Illinois, and he ended up going to Cal. So we kind of owe them.
Do you want to get Aaron Rodgers on?
You know what?
There you go.
Can we do that?
No.
2003, I looked it up. He came to Champaign. He lost that game 31-24. Rodgers threw for 263 and a touchdown. John Buescher had 430 yards and three touchdowns in that game.
What year was that?
2003,
I
Cal won.
I know. I was at that
in
game.
In Champaign.
I was at that game. That's right. So, Cal, the last time you played, they beat you.
Well, they did in 2005.
Oh.
And that one was at Cal.
Okay.
You had a 17-7 lead. Tim Brazek was your quarterback.
Oh, yeah, Brazek. Oh, yeah.
Cal came
yeah,
back to win
times.
That one as well. DeSean Jackson had one catch for 21 yards.
I don't even remember him playing for Cal. That is awesome, man. That's good stuff. Well, we'll get to know Cal a little bit. Derek's already gotten to know him. If I'm not wrong, the top two tacklers in the country are playing in this game. Daly Harding's number two, and Cal has a linebacker.
Evan
that is
Weaver,
number one.
173 total tackles.
Wow. All right, so the two top tacklers in the country will be on notice?
On display.
On display. That's the word I'm looking for. At Santa Clara. And that's called the Levi Stadium. This is where the Niners play, right? So pretty cool chance. Trevor, last thing for you. You get to fly out there. You get to go to this thing. How jacked up, how excited are you for that?
Yeah, I'm super pumped up to be going to this. Someone pointed out on the text line, and I think Kent said it, Santa Clara is about an hour away from San Francisco. Mm. So it's not like you're playing in San Francisco like in the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl when you were at the Giants Stadium and you were literally right there on the bay. But this is a really cool opportunity. Obviously, a fairly new NFL stadium. I mean, they just moved here a few years ago. A successful NFL team is playing in that stadium. And I know that these things don't really matter to some people, but like I said earlier, you're on Fox. You're not on ESPNU, which is what the Pinstripe Bowl would be on. And, you know, I mean, Cal isn't a great opponent, but honestly, I would have been so much less excited if they were playing in 25 degrees on an artificial field in New York against Wake Forest, which is what Michigan State is doing. And I know New York City is just as cool as a city out west, but for me, I am super, super pumped up to be going to this game.
Amen, buddy. You just said it well. All right. Plus, maybe Gus Johnson.
Well, I don't think so, because last year Joe Davis called the Red Box Bowl. He's the Fox number two guy. I think Gus moves to some Big East and other type basketball stuff for Fox starting next week.
Gus Johnson, a fan or a friend of the former T&J show.
Let's get him on. A friend of this show, too.
Yeah, let's get him on. I agree. And we're going to be hashing, you and Derek and I will be hashing out here in the near future about getting some guests on, you know, obviously people that cover Cal, and maybe look for some cool tie-ins with regards to Cal and Illinois, and we'll try to get that for you here between now and December 30th. All right, Trevor, thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
By the way, the deal screw-up was on my end, not yours, but you fell on the sword for that one.
I did. I totally fell on the sword. And what he's talking about is the $2 chili cheese dogs, not three. $2 for the chili cheese dogs and $3 for a chili bowl.
I changed it on the itinerary because I knew you were a professional and you could handle it.
That's exactly right. And you know what I didn't get wrong? The 250 domestic beer bottles. So I got that one right. And, you know, it takes one to know one on that. All right, Trevor, appreciate it. Derek, you and I had a little discussion that we haven't okayed this yet with Stevie, I guess, and verified this, but we talked about maybe on the 30th when we would normally do our show at 4 o'clock. Since that's the game, we talked about taking that day off.
Yep.
But then you and I, because we're professionals and because we love our listeners and we take one for the team, we're actually going to work maybe New Year's Eve, excuse me, and just give kind of a, you know, our thoughts on what happened at the bowl game. So that's going to be our plan right now.
Yep.
Take the 30th off, won't have a show that day, but then you and I, when you normally would have taken New Year's Eve off, we're going to come in and just kind of give the kind of a post game, if you will, from Illinois and Cal out at Redbox.
Maybe we'll call Trevor up and ask him how it was.
Yeah,
what the scene was like and hopefully what the win means.
Perfect. And we'll be celebrating for New Year's Eve in 19-degree weather, and he'll be out in 53-degree weather, so I'm sure he'll be excited about that. Hey, Josh Whitman and Lovie Smith both met with the media yesterday. When we come back, we'll hear from both of those. Lovie, kind of one of the things he talked about was the reactions from his players. So I think that's a big moment. I know he talked earlier about guys like Alex Palchewski, Nate Hobbs, two guys that just told Lovie, they're like, I haven't even been to California. So, you know, we sometimes forget about that. This is for the players, right? We as fans love it because we get to go warm, like Trevor gets to go warm, gets to see a bowl game. But how about these players that have met some that have never been to California? I'd love to go to Alcatraz. I've never been. I'd love to do that. I've never seen the Golden Gate Bridge. range. That'd be a cool thing to see. So, and every day, as Kent Brown said, these guys will be taking a bus across the Golden State Bridge to practice every day twice. So a really cool thing for these players to be able to see a little bit of American history as well while they're out there. So we'll talk to that. Also, Josh Whitman, he was a player here, as you all know. And now, kind of the similarities between that and then, and we'll have some more from Lovie as well. So you'll hear from Josh Whitman and Lovie Smith when we come back, and we will also...
We will talk hoops.
Eventually talk we Illinois
need to talk hoops.
And Maryland. We've got to do it. We are live at Pia's Sports Bar. Trevor, can you play just a little music ditty for me real quick? I got to do some business. Thank you. CMI, you know about them. Call Chemical Maintenance Incorporated for pricing and schedule your equipment survey today. If you've got heavy equipment that's not performing at 100%, CMI can help. They do preventative maintenance on wet and dry vacs, sweepers, scrubbers, and most commercial cleaning equipment. Preventative maintenance with CMI keeps your commercial cleaning equipment performing at its peak. Call CMI at 217-359-6262 today to schedule an appointment. CMI, your janitorial and equipment experts. I can't ever say janitorial. I mess it up every time. We are live at Pia's. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Wow, Mommy, those are beautiful.
They sure are, Bugs. Daddy knew my birthday was coming up and sent me flowers.
That's nice, Mommy. When I get married, I want to send my wife flowers, too.
And you can. You'll just need to call the Blossom Basket Florist.
No matter how young or old, flowers from the Blossom Basket are perfect for any occasion. Call 367-ROSE for the Blossom Basket in Champaign and Urbana.
We turn your feelings into flowers. The Blossom Basket Florist. The florist you pick.
At Busey, we are dedicated to enhancing and preserving your financial future. Simplifying the complexities around your finances while maximizing the opportunities available to you. Whatever your dream, our wealth management team can guide you through every important financial decision. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
At the award-winning Honda BMW, if you'll go in now, you have a chance to buy a new Honda at 0.9% financing for 72 months. That doesn't happen very often. Get your details at drivechampagne.com or stop by the award-winning dealership off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. It's Honda BMW. Again, 0.9% financing for 72 months till the end of the year. Visit Honda today. Drivechampagne.com online off Neil at Burwash in Savoy.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands. Here's a great offer from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering instant rebates up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying train systems. That's $1,000 in instant rebates or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at landsinc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. Any season, any time, you can count on Lands.
See Lands or visit train.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
Hi, I'm Katerina Mello, professional traveler and lifestyle influencer, talking about how you can have beautiful hair anytime, anywhere with Conair's Unbound Cordless Auto Curler. It fits easily in any travel bag and gives you the freedom to get the looks you love wherever you are. No need to visit a salon or pack an extra bag with hair care supplies. Unbound puts the power in your hands to create picture-perfect hair with no cord to hold you back. Just brush your hair, add styling product, and curl with confidence. This lifestyle tip is sponsored by Conair.
Want gorgeous curls and waves anytime, anywhere? The Unbound Cordless Auto Curler from Conair lets you experience the power and freedom of beauty in motion. Hair goes into the curl chamber, perfect curls and waves come out. No cord to hold you back. Your hair, your way. Unplug and be unbound. Get style that lasts all day, whatever your style may be. There's something for everyone in our new line of Unbound Cordless Hair Tools. Love your look. Live unbound.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Mike Golic, Trey Wingo, and Mike Golic Jr.
We know what's going to be asked about. It's going to be about the training staff. Hell, they're going to ask everybody about this. Did the training staff do something? You agree. Did the training staff do something wrong? They're going to go to Odell. They're going to go to Freddie Kitchens. They're going to go back to Baker Mayfield. And they have every right to do so because Baker opened that door. Listen, all the talk about Baker and his talking, I don't have a problem with the personality of Baker Mayfield. The three things I did have a problem with are when they involved the team, and that was the Hugh Jackson stuff, when he got another job and he begrudged it because he got another job, but that's the business. Duke Johnson saying, hey, get on the train or get off or get out. And now this, bring it up because I saw some of the tweets. Well, maybe he's telling the truth. Well, maybe he's right. You know what? I don't care. You don't say that.
Hear more from Golic and Wingo tomorrow morning on ESPN Radio.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
'Twas the holiday season, and in your garage, a brand new John Deere. That's not a mirage. With neighbors admiring your shiny new ride, it's your year for a deer to fill you with pride. So if additional offers are what you desire, see our low rates before they expire. Now start up your engines and drive out of sight. New John Deere equipment for all, and to all a good night. Make it your year for a deer. See your John Deere dealer today to discover more amazing deals and attractive financing offers.
Tis holiday halftime, and what does that mean? Sport Clips Haircuts is giving away lots of green. We're awarding $500 a day to spend. Check in online to enter, and you just might win. We're gifting the money every day of the week, but your chance to win ends December 15th. So check in to Sport Clips. It's easy to do for a haircut, beard trim, and maybe cash, too.
No purchase necessary. 50 U.S. and D.C., age 13 or over. Completed service required for check-in entry. See rules at sportclips.com/holiday, including how to enter without check-in or purchase.
36 countries. Thousands of artisans and countless stories. They all come together when you experience 10,000 villages in downtown Champaign. This holiday season, discover skillfully handcrafted jewelry, home decor, and more. And your purchase will bring dignity to families, feed and educate their children, and allow them to live happier and healthier lives. Experience unique handmade wonders of the world at 10,000 villages, your fair trade retailer for over 30 years. 105 North Walnut in downtown Champaign. Shop local with global impact. Visit 10,000villages.com.
Hey, Illini fans, we're going bowling. Coach Lovey Smith and your football team are bowl-bound for the first time since 2014. Get all your gear to show your support at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Whether you're looking for a great gift for the Illinois football fan in your life or just looking for a celebratory bowl t-shirt, Game Day Spirit is the store for you. Find us in Champaign or online 24/7 at gamedayspirit.com. And go Illini!
The Fighting Illini are taking on California in the Red Box Bowl in Santa Clara, California. And Pia's, Duncan, and Stevie J Travel giving you a chance to win a free trip for two to the game. That's right. You can win a trip for two to Santa Clara plus a year's worth of coffee from Duncan valued at $500. Be listening Monday, December 16th. Find out if you're our big winner. Don't miss this special opportunity to watch the Illini go bowling in an NFL stadium in beautiful, sunny California. Brought to you by Pia's, Duncan, and Stevie J Travel.
The holidays are here, along with the shopping, parties, and present wrapping, too. Wouldn't it be easier if you could do your holiday errands or simply celebrate without worrying about entertaining the kids, too? Logic Kids Camp is here to help. Logic Kids Camp, uniquely flexible drop-in childcare, is available Monday through Thursday until 9 p.m. and Friday and Saturday until 10 p.m. Stop in for details. Located inside Logic Everyday Community on the corner of Neal Street and Fox Drive.
Are you in the market for a new home? You don't have to settle for the 3 or 4 loan products that many banks offer. Hi, I'm Joni Utenich, mortgage lender with Molitor Financial Group right here in Champaign. With just one application and one credit pull, I shop the top wholesale lenders in the nation so you don't have to. And because I have more options, I have a greater approval percentage. At Molitor Financial, all we do is mortgages, so we can close our loans in 30 days or less, even the government loans. Call me today at 217-714-0883.
And MLS number 689931. Molitor Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Long Tay and Derek Piper, weekdays 4 to 6, right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Oh, yeah. That was fantastic.
I love it.
It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. We are live at Pia Sports Bar. Alec just left. And we get Hans. Hans walked in. Hi, Hans.
What's up, Hans?
1609 West Springfield, Pia's. You've got about another 30 to 40 minutes to come out and register to win a bowl giveaway. We are sending you, well, we, you and I aren't, but Stevie J Travel, Pia's, and Duncan, they're sending you to the Red Box Bowl. Whoever wins this, which the winner will be announced on Stevie's show next Monday, you'll win two tickets to the game, airfare, hotel, cash for a car rental. You'll fly out on Sunday the 29th. You'll fly back Tuesday, New Year's Eve. And, of course, in between, you'll attend the Illinois Cal Red Box Bowl game in Santa Clara. Excited for that. I'm excited, man, to watch a bowl game. I can remember the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl when it was Illinois and UCLA. And Derek, it was Tay and Jay at the time. And I remember telling, like on the show, I said, well, here's how we're going to make this game special. Because I think both teams were 6-6. I think both teams were 6-6.
Two interim coaches, too.
That's right. Vic Koning, Illinois' coach. And I remember thinking, I remember I said this, I'm going to wake up the day of the game and I'm going to act like it's the Rose Bowl. Because it's Illinois against UCLA, which in 1983 is how it was when I was a young lad, 12 years old. And I remember doing that. And I remember, I'm not kidding you, I woke up that day and I tricked myself into thinking Illinois was playing in the Rose Bowl against UCLA. And it fired me up all day. I'm like, hey, what the heck? We're playing UCLA, whether it's called the Kraft Fight Hunger or whether it's called the Rose Bowl. I mean, I know it's pretty stupid, pretty dumb. But you know what? I'll do the same thing. You got Illinois and Cal. You're at the Red Box Bowl. I think that this is a great destination for Illinois, for a lot of fans, as Kent Brown said, and Lovey and Josh said. San Francisco's got, what, the second largest alumni base in the country in terms of Illinois alumni. So I think Illinois fans are going to represent at this thing.
Well, yeah, listen, this is a fan base that has been programmed to essentially shut the switch off in October.
Good call.
And it's always the balance of, is Illinois basketball starting practice yet or not by the time the season's essentially over? And this team gave you a reason to continue to be intrigued and interested. Four-game win streak, battled Iowa, and now have another chance to get to seven wins. And
yeah,
why wouldn't you be excited?
Put a smile on your face for guys like Reggie Corbin. Could have left last year after running for 1,000-plus yards. He came back because he wanted to see his team win, and they did. And they won. They're 6-6. They got a chance to finish. He's got a chance to walk off a winner, right? These seniors lost senior day here at home. They now have another chance to go out and leave a field as a winner and leave their college career as a winner. A guy like Jamal Milan, who really took a huge step this year, battled injuries a lot during his career, took a huge step this year. I'll never forget that Purdue game when he literally should have been arrested. I mean, if you're Purdue, you're sitting there going, okay, enough with him, right? Get him off the field. He's killing us. Who are some of the other seniors?
Daley Harding. Stanley Green.
Good call. And then you've got the guys that transferred in, Richie Pettibon. You know, when he was making a decision leaving Alabama to go somewhere, you know, he made the call to come to Illinois probably for two reasons. Number one, he knew he could play right away, and he has, and he's been able to put tape together to maybe play in the NFL. And also, hopefully, that he saw what Lovey, and he believed what Lovey and these guys were telling him, that we're turning a corner. We haven't gotten there. Nobody's really gotten there. But you're turning a corner, and now Lovey and the staff has a chance to go out and tell kids that. And I think these seniors will be great endorsers for that, to say, hey, we did it. Now we have a chance to leave as winners. I think that's huge.
Yeah, I mean, for transfers in particular, you not only have an opportunity to play, you have an opportunity to come and win and go places.
Good call.
And when even Tor Bebe is leading the Big Ten at one point and receiving touchdowns, they're going to try to sell the same thing to more incoming transfers, because you need a middle linebacker next year. Maybe that's Jake Hansen, but if he slides over, you need an outside linebacker, need some help on the defensive line. So recruiting, this is maybe as big of a thing for recruiting as it is for the actual game, but I still think that the performance there, potentially getting to seven and taking that sour taste away from the Northwestern loss, is important.
Amen. And then right next year, that's kind of what we've all been fighting for next year, when these kids were freshmen and getting beat up, giving up 60 points, doing all that stuff. Next year, the majority of this team will be seniors. Right. Not the majority, I'm sorry, but a lot of the starters will be seniors. And, yeah, you can sit there and then go, uh-oh, what are we doing the next year? Let's look to next year. Your quarterback's back. Dre Brown may be back. Bebe, could be back. You're going to have Luke Ford. You're going to have
Ricky Smalley, Trayvon Sidney.
Yep. Who's your other tight end?
Daniel Barker.
I'm sorry.
You
got
four
offensive linemen back and a couple of guys waiting to take that spot. And then on defense, you're going to have to plug some holes on that defensive line. I know they signed another JUCO recently to kind of help with that. I think that's a big thing of in terms of where they'll go to fill that defense. But you've got your secondary for the most part. Unless guys leave for the NFL, you know, Nate Hobbs will be back. You got Marquez Beeson coming off injury. Hopefully he'll be good to play.
Tony Adams, Sidney Brown.
Tony Adams, you got the kid transferring from Miami. That'll play linebacker if he gets to play. You got Shamon Cooper. I mean, there's a lot. And I know Hans just showed Mike Epstein. That's a kid that, he's due a good year, right? Ask Mike Yeduduk and Dre Brown about
that. Yeah, he has the Dre Brown year.
Absolutely. And if he does, my goodness. And if Dre comes back, how about that 1-2 punch, right, with Epstein and Dre Brown? Plus, you've got Bonner and others. So, I mean, you point to next year, and I just feel like this could be like just a starting point. Like, you know, why did I just have an Evel Knievel thought of him going over a ramp? We're starting the ramp right now with Evel. But, you know, you win this game, you win a bowl game, you go 7-6, then you start really letting yourself think, hey, next year maybe with that schedule and with a veteran presence team, maybe next year you're talking about a Gator Bowl or you're talking about an Outback Bowl and you're playing in Florida. Or maybe even a New Year's or New Year's Day Bowl. That would be incredible.
You know, it's a natural progression.
Yes.
And to take the next step, and maybe you're not the Minnesota, but Minnesota was in a similar type spot.
Great point.
They played in Detroit last year in a bowl game, and then
look
at the type of year they had. So that's what you would hope for, and to be able to finish this out and maybe go into the offseason with some momentum and some games to feel good about throughout this season. They're rewarded for that.
Lovie Smith talked yesterday. He and Josh Whitman met with the media. You'll hear from both of them right now. First, we'll hear from Lovie on, these players. They spend a lot of time with these players. He sees what these guys do to get ready for every practice, to get ready for every game, and now he gets to see them get rewarded with a bowl game.
You know, this football team, we've had a lot of highs that I'm going to remember a long period of time. So many, of course, big wins that we've enjoyed together. But the anticipation was there. You know, we had all the guys in our team room. And, you know, word starts getting out about where we might go. But, you know, you may think you know what's in that Christmas gift, but you can't wait till Christmas to open it. And that's what we had. A lot of excitement. And, again, it's something we'll remember.
No doubt you're going to remember that bowl game, first time since 2014. I like the reference of the Christmas gift under the Christmas tree, and you got to feel good about it. I mean, again, you're 2-4, you're at home against Wisconsin, you're down by 9, and they have the ball in your territory.
Yeah.
That could have very well been the nail in the coffin. They score a touchdown, and all of a sudden you're giving up on the season and potentially Lovie Smith, but now you're going to a bowl game, and should be proud of that. Should be proud of that as a team and what you're able to do down the stretch, and I'll try to get one more.
Josh Whitman, of course, played his college ball at Illinois. Kind of a similar situation to what these seniors are going through. They experienced, when Josh was here, experienced a lot of losses early in his career, but he ended up going out at a bowl game as well. And he talked about kind of the similarities between his time here at Illinois and now the players now.
But for us to move through in several seasons of challenge, similar to what we did when I was freshman, sophomore here, and then to have kind of your breakout season, I think is very similar. To have a couple big upset victories as part of that breakout season, I think are a part of it. I think there certainly are similarities, and we've just tried to stay the course. I think the thing that I admire as much about Coach as anything is just his ability to stay in the same place. I go in and see him every Sunday morning during the season, and you know, whether we win or lost, I know I can expect to see the same person, and I know our team is seeing the same person as well. And I think that helps you navigate what can be a pretty emotional season, and a lot of highs, a lot of lows. And one of the secrets to success, I think, for Coach and for our football program has been making sure that we enjoy the highs and that we understand the lows, but we always – I think fairly quickly come back to center, and that I think has allowed us to build through some of the challenge.
That's one of the great things, I guess, about Josh Whitman as an athletic director is he's been in those shoes. He knows how to essentially ascend as a program, and then also he has the passion, unmatched passion. No one was happier there to stand in front of people and say, hey, we're going to a bowl game than Josh.
You've got about 30 minutes to come out to Pia's Sports Bar. The box is here right when you walk in the front door. Just register to win a trip to the Red Box Bowl, courtesy of Stevie J Travel, Pia's, and Duncan. Two tickets to the game, airfare, hotel, cash for a car rental. You fly out Sunday the 29th. You fly back the 31st. Of course, you go to the game on the 30th. That's a 3 o'clock central game against Cal. So get out and do that. Also today at Pia's, $2 chili cheese dogs, $3 chili bowls, and 250 domestic beer bottles. So come out and take advantage of that. Now, when we come back, we've kind of stalled as much as we can. We need to talk about Illinois and Maryland.
It's got to be addressed.
It happened. It has to be addressed. Derek was there. I'm going to get his thoughts from there.
Can't hide in the turtle shell for too long.
No, you can't. All right, cue me up some music here, Trevor. Hey, your days are busy. Simplify your finances with the Busey Advantage. What is that? Well, you keep and manage all your accounts in one place, and they do this with five lines of business. Your personal, your checking and savings, mortgage, special loan programs, in-house expertise, business. How about your business checking, savings, and card services, plus lending? Treasury management, how about receivables, your accounts receivables, payables, information reporting and the fraud protection, and of course, wealth management, your personalized strategies, goal-based financial planning for your business. Busey is local. It's conveniently located near your home and office, more than 80 banking centers and 30,000 surcharge-free ATMs. And of course, they've got the online and mobile banking services. They allow you to carry the branch with you. Put your trust in their history and strength of service. Get the services and benefits you want and need from your bank. Benefit from the Busey Advantage today. Visit any Busey location. Call 1-800-67-BUSEY or visit Busey.com for solutions to your personal business and wealth management needs. Busey, member FDIC. It's The Drive.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
It's a BB gun.
What's wrong, Ralphie? It looks like there are two more gifts over there. Open them.
It's a moving truck. It's two professional movers. Wow. I got two men in a truck for Christmas. Now we don't have to deal with moving in the winter on our own. This is the best Christmas ever.
Get your holidays moving stress-free. Go to twomenchampagne.com to start your free estimate.
Full-size moving trucks will not fit under most Christmas trees. Movers and trucks are not sold separately.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
It just happened to work out again. You know, far more often than not, the College Football Playoff Selection Committee lucks out, really, and has chips fall for them in a perfect order, avoiding the fist-pounding, name-calling controversy when the final rankings are announced. I know back in year one, TCU and Baylor were inexplicably dropped at the last minute, and there was anger. And maybe last year you could have argued Georgia's worth over Oklahoma, but honestly, there could always be some small argument made for one team getting in that didn't. But this year is more representative of the norm. There were four teams that at least 90% of the college football world would put in, and those are the teams that are in. Imagine, though, if Alabama had not lost to Auburn, or Georgia's loss to LSU Saturday would have been a nail-biter, or Utah would have beaten Oregon, or Baylor would have beaten Oklahoma. Any of those things happen, and we do have real controversy, but none did, which made the biggest part of the committee's job the easiest, choosing the right four teams. Now, many still want the playoff to have eight teams. There's no need. None. I'll tell you why in 60 seconds.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract.
all on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Start with Lowe's for the brands you rely on every day, like A.O. Smith and Shark Bite. Lowe's is the only place you'll find A.O. Smith Signature Series water heaters. From point of use to 100-gallon capacities. Whatever size the job, you can count on us to have what you need. Plus, the Signature Series now includes gas and electric tankless models. Make your next plumbing job easier and save time by choosing from our full assortment of Shark Bite push-to-connect fittings. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
You think we need eight teams in the college football playoff? All right, let's see. Number five in the rankings is Georgia, a team that lost to a four-win South Carolina team and got blasted by 27 Saturday. Number seven is Baylor. Great story, but they've already lost twice to the same team, so why should they be given the same chance to win it all as that team, Oklahoma? Number eight's Wisconsin. They'd make an eight-team playoff if we took the top eight. They have three losses. Talk about cheapening the regular season, having a three-loss team in the playoff? You want Power Five champs, one group of five team, and two wild cards? Okay, fine. LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, Oklahoma, Oregon, your champs. 17th-ranked Memphis is your group of five team. And then Georgia and Baylor, your wild cards, since they're ranked highest among non-conference champs. Are those teams really worthy? Come on. We have a great thing going. Best regular season in the world. Don't mess that up. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noga.
Hey, Illini fans, we're going bowling. Coach Lovey Smith and your football team are bowl-bound for the first time since 2014. Get all your gear to show your support at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Whether you're looking for a great gift for the Illinois football fan in your life or just looking for a celebratory bowl T-shirt, Game Day Spirit is the store for you. Find us in Champaign or online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. And go Illini!
The Fighting Illini are going bowling, and Pia's is your bowl game headquarters. Try the Pia's Slugger Burger, 10 ounces of oozing flavor, or the buckets of wings and fries for just $15.95, or the buckets of Miller Lite or Coors Light for just $12.50. Experience food, drinks, and fun at Champaign's favorite sports bar. If you came out to Pia's during the drive on December 9th and registered for your chance to win a free trip for two to the bowl game, be sure to be listening to Stevie J's show on December 16th to see if you're the winner. And stop into Pia's at 1609 West Springfield in Champaign.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday morning 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Hey, Lon, what do you want for Christmas?
Oh, how about bowl tickets to Santa Clara?
How about some Cardinals tickets?
Oh, I'm in.
Hey,
you and I are both wearing our Cardinals pullovers.
I know,
today.
Right? We've got to get to Busch Stadium next
hoodies.
Season, just like everyone. Cardinals are having holiday ticket giveaways.
Okay.
Holiday ticket packs start at just $54 and are on sale now. Get yours at cardinals.com/holiday. That's cardinals.com/holiday.
You can prove that I'm trying to do everything I can without talking Illinois, Maryland, but we have not mentioned that Steven Strasburg signed today with the Nationals. What was it, like $35 million a year?
Yeah, it was
insane. What is Garrett Cole going to get, 40? Or will he be 36? He will be over $35 million a year, I can promise you.
He'll
that.
Be over the 35 because that's the standard or the next.
And they expect that announcement. They even thought maybe it would happen today, but they expect it to happen during the winter baseball meetings. And when last I heard, Angels or Yankees? He's from California, right?
Yes. Dodgers are also in the mix, too.
Gosh, the Pirates had him.
I know.
He's going to get over $300 million overall.
Oh, who else did the Pirates get rid of pitching-wise?
Pitching-wise? Well, they traded Andrew McCutchen, first of all, to the Phillies along with Garrett Cole, but then they also had
Kip Wells.
Oh, my.
My bad.
His wife was kind of psychotic, Kip Wells' wife. Who did they have? They got rid of – they gave him up to –
well, I'm pretty
remember.
Sure at one point they had Lance McCullers, who turned into a good pitcher for the Astros.
That's what it was.
Charlie Morton?
Charlie Morton also was on the Pirates, went to the Astros.
My goodness. Oh, my. Well, bless their hearts, Pittsburgh. But, you know, they knew they weren't going to be able to re-sign these guys. You know what it made me think today? When Jack Flaherty's up after 21, how much is he going to want? I'm not saying he's Garrett Cole or Steven Strasburg.
Hopefully by then maybe he's proven that he is.
But, my goodness, this year, the year he had this year, it's crazy. $35 million a year, I could take that. All right, Illinois, Maryland, it happened. Saturday.
Goodness gracious.
I think that was Saturday, right? Yeah, thank you. Illinois had a lead. I said off the top of the show, and then we've talked football ever since. I said off the top of the show, I thought and thought and thought, what could I say about that game? You know what it boils down to, Derek? Just win the freaking game. Win. I'm tired of not winning. I know you're not expected to go to Maryland and win at the third-ranked team in the country. I get that. You are expected to beat Miami at home, but if you're going to be up 15 at Maryland and you're going to have a second-half double-digit lead, well, just win the stinking game. You get paid a lot of money to win games. These athletes are good athletes in college. Figure out a way to win these close games. They're not doing it. They didn't do it again this weekend.
Did not. They completely crumbled offensively. No field goals in the last 5 minutes. Only made two shots the last 12 and a half minutes. And that's where I get it. You're on Maryland's home floor. It's a raucous environment.
Yeah.
Maryland's starting to make their comeback like any top five team would.
Yep.
And they're a good defensive team, too. But two field goals the last 12 and a half minutes, that can't happen.
No.
Especially when you have supposedly an NBA, future NBA player on your roster.
Correct.
And you have a coach that is known, or was known coming in for his X's and O's and his coaching ability. And now you have the talent, and it's gotta be able to click. You gotta be able to make plays late. I know Dan Dockett said on the broadcast, it's not about plays late in the game, it's about players.
Yeah.
Anthony Cowan stepped up and obviously hit the big three. He got fouled late, made the free throw. But what is this team's offensive identity late in game?
The weave.
Yeah. I mean, we saw in Nicholls State, even Nicholls State, you didn't make a basket the last 5 minutes.
No, you good call.
Darn well could have lost that game. Miami, you didn't run a play. I really hated the fact that Underwood didn't use the timeout.
Yep.
Use the timeout before the last possession. There's no reason that you're not taking the very last shot, and worst-case scenario, you go to overtime.
Yeah.
Not saying that would have went well for Illinois in overtime.
Right.
And also, should Kofi have been on the floor?
Yep.
Because I think he probably should have been.
There's a lot of things to explore here. You hear coaches sometimes say, I would rather not use the timeout and let Maryland set up in a defense. I would rather let my team. But you know what? It comes down to then, can you trust your team? Well, guess what? I don't trust my team. That's
right.
What I'd be saying. Now, maybe Brad's sending a message saying, I trust you guys. And you know what? With three solid guards on the court, you should be able to trust your guys. But guess what? You can't. They have not shown one thing in the last 3 years that would tell me as a coach with 14 seconds left and nobody really in position to score that I trust my guys. That's why I'm using the timeout. So I get it that maybe a coach would say, look, I've got to trust Io and I've got to trust Trent and Felice. In that situation, we've got three experienced guards. They know how to get into a set. They know what we need to game plan. I'm assuming he even practices last second shots or last second plays, that is, in games. But guess what, Brad? You can't trust these guys. And I'm not just putting it all on the players. Brad had plenty of things that you could look back absolutely and viciously tear apart in that game with regards to coaching. But I think maybe you do use that timeout and then to use it in the midst. You know, that's the thing that was frustrating to me right in the middle of after one free throw. Now you don't have a chance. And guess what? You got outcoached on the other end on that spot because he then said, go out and just hit the rim. They're not going to score in 1 second.
Right. Yeah, and you could use that timeout just to get Kofi back on the floor.
Absolutely.
Maybe you throw it to the big guy. Also, what really worked early was Kofi setting the ball screen and then rolling up, and all you got to do is throw it up to him and go get it.
Boom.
And that's another thing is you thought you had the closing moments figured out. Illinois finally had a closer with Io, and I know Io's gotten a lot of heat.
He's
not living up to – look, there were 17 different NBA teams in attendance on Saturday, and – they couldn't have came away with any other thought of this guy's not ready. This guy's not at an all Big Ten level, and you didn't put the ball in his hands late, but he's got to be able to make plays. He hit the threes against Michigan State last year, hit the three against Ohio State to put them. You know, obviously they were dead after that, and you're not getting that. And Kofi, for the third week already, is the Big Ten Freshman of the Year.
And he's not on the court for minutes at a time.
True. And it also tells you that he's the runaway favorite for that award for Big Ten Freshman of the Year. And you brought back seven of your top eight scorers, and you're 6-3.
And you're 6-3. It's frustrating. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow. Jamal Walker is going to come in at 4:05 and talk about epilepsy, basketball and what are they calling it?
Athletes versus epilepsy.
Okay, so we're going to visit with Jamal tomorrow, but he also said, hey, we can talk some basketball as well, so we'll do that. I want to thank Kent Brown, Jason Hegemeyer, Chad Pitcher, co-owner of Pia's. Great stuff today. Thank Alec. Hans is here to help us tear down. Scott came out. our great engineer. We're taking the box, so I'm going to give you about 10 more minutes. If you're right on Springfield and you can zip into Pia's, come in and throw your name in the box to try to win a bowl giveaway thanks to Stevie J Travel, Pia's, and Duncan. All right, we'll talk a lot of Illinois, Maryland. Hopefully by then I'm not as mad about it.
We'll talk Illinois, Michigan, too.
Oh, and we'll preview Illinois, Michigan. Now is a must win at 6-3. You got to have something. You got to get something. All right. Really appreciate it. Come out to Pia's. $2 chili cheese dogs, $3 chili bowls, $2.50 domestic beer bottles. They've always got great specials. They got the bus that takes you to and from the Illinois every home game. Come out to Pia's. You know all about it. It's 1609 West Springfield. I'll talk to you tomorrow, my man.
Sounds good.
Trevor, thanks for everything back in the studio. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.